There are thousands of events happening all around us that are looking for speakers. And at Mic Drop Workshop, we want to help events find amazing women speakers like you. We send out a free weekly newsletter with gig opportunities. So join over 200,000 subscribers at micdropworkshop.com/newsletter. Okay, let's get started.
What's up, everybody? It is Jess Ekstrom, and welcome to Business on the Bright Side, the podcast where you can learn how to make a living and make a difference at the same time. Life is short, and so is my attention span, so let's get started. I don't know about you, but I think I can speak for just about everyone where I am ready to turn the page on 2020 and start building 2021. And I kind of think that New Year's resolutions, don't tell anyone, but can be a load of crap because they feel so short term. Like you start them in January and then they fizzle out maybe by March, sometimes even February. They feel so tactical and I don't know, they just don't really stick. And so I want to give you three ways that you can not just set goals, but build momentum in 2021. Because I think that goals are great, love setting goals. In fact, I'll include a free goal setting template in this episode in the show notes on businessonthebrightside.com. But I think it's more about the process than it is about the goal, how we get there. Because goals can change as we go down the process. So three ways to start building momentum in 2021. That first way is crafting a mission statement. So whether you're a business owner or not, you should have a mission statement for who you are as a person. Usually we think of mission statements for companies. And oftentimes when I think of mission statement, I think of like, I don't know, super fancy words that I don't understand. Like we are elevating the minds of humans over here at blah, blah, blah association. And it just doesn't really resonate. So when you think of mission statement, I don't want you to think of all of those fancy terms that are attached to a company that you don't even understand what they do. So when you think of a mission statement, you want it to be actionable. So you want it to be something that you are actively doing. So maybe start with an action verb whenever you craft your mission statement. You also want it to be specific. You don't want to just say, we are helping the world. For Headbands of Hope, we are helping kids with illnesses through confidence by giving them headbands. So it's very specific because when you can actually give something targeted and clear, then it gives people a chance to react. Whereas when you're broad and casting a wide net, people don't feel like they can actually visualize what you do. This mission statement for yourself can be on your website. It can be in your Instagram bio. You know, it can be wherever you have touch points with people, but most importantly, it can be for yourself. Having a mission statement allows you to filter opportunities and things that you want to do based on whether or not it aligns with the mission that you have as a person. So for example, a part of my personal mission statement is helping more women be seen and valued as experts in their field, whether that's through paid speaking engagements with Mic Drop Workshop or book deals with Book Pop Workshop. I want more women to be seen and valued as experts. And so when opportunities come my way that don't align with that, it gives me that chance, that kind of check yourself of like, okay, is this serving this North Star that I have? If yes, then let's do it. If not, then I'll pass. And so it helps with that decision fatigue and really building your life around your own personal mission. And if you already have one, the other thing about mission statements is that they should be revisited and reevaluated every few years. So mission statements are not static, they're dynamic.
Have you ever wanted to guest on more podcasts? As a speaker, it's an easy way to practice your talking points and figure out what works, all while expanding your reach to already existing audiences. Go to podcastally.com and use the promo code AMPLIFY for 10% off their podcast guesting service. That's podcastally.com, promo code AMPLIFY. Need a boost to start your week? Every Monday, I send out hype text as some food for thought for your week. Text me the word hype to 704-228-9495. That's the word hype to 704-228-9495. P.S. I actually read these texts and try to respond when I can. So tell me what you think of this podcast.
The second way to build momentum in 2021 that is really close to a mission statement is your bio. So I know I am so bad at updating my bio. I think like for a while, my bio was like, as a recent graduate of North Carolina State University, and I'm just like, well, that was 8 years ago now, so maybe I can't put recent in there anymore. But January is a really great time to update your bio with any missions that changed, awards, things that you're working on, what you want to do, any experiences that you had that previous year that you want to include in there. And so that bio can be used on your website. I know that whenever I get asked to speak or be a part of an event, they always ask for my bio to put like beside my name. And I remember I always kick myself whenever I'm at that event and I see that pamphlet and I see that my bio is dated. I'm like, oh, why didn't I just take the time to update this bio? So another way to build momentum in 2021 is just taking the time to update your bio, which again, we're going to do that in U 2.0, the 21-day writing challenge. And lastly, the third way that you can build momentum in 2021 is just by setting up your calendar for big picture bubble goals. So I'm not saying like setting up your calendar date by date, what you want to do, what you want to have by then, but what's a general idea of where you want to be month 2, month 3, month 6, and by the end of the year? And with those kinds of goal setting, it's more feeling and it's more purpose driven than it is specific and tactical. So yes, you can set goals of like, I want to sell 10,000 units by this date. But I feel like this is the time for you to set a broader goal of who you want to be, how you want to feel during this year and this time, and you know where you want to be at with your career month to month. So by looking at your calendar and just mapping out big picture where you want to be in February, March, April, and just going through each month and being loose with yourself instead of being so outcome driven, that can kind of give you a North Star instead of metrics that you have to hit. So just to recap, three ways to build momentum in 2021: craft your mission statement, create or update your bio, and set a calendar with broad visions. So I will leave you with this. Say it with me. In 2021, I'm in competition with no one. I'm rooting for everyone. There's room for me at the top, and I am right on time. Thanks for listening to Business on the Bright Side. I'm your host, Jess Ekstrom. For all the show notes, head to businessonthebrightside.com and be sure to tell me what you thought of this episode on Instagram. And if you're picking up what I'm putting down, subscribe and write a review wherever you consume podcasts. See you next time and keep chasing the bright side.